What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Fidel, and on today's episode, we are talking about some very important updates to Instagram Reels. And this was not today's anticipated episode, but whenever a major algorithm update or feature comes out that I feel like we need to talk about, then that will take the place of whatever episode I had in mind. So that is what we are talking about today. But before I get into that, I want to let you guys know I am running a promotion this month. You know, I rarely run promotions on my courses and programs and such like that. So when I do, I really try to give you an amazing value. So listen up. Don't worry. I'll get into the free stuff in just a little bit. But hey, in order for this show to be free, I do have to talk about the things that I actually have to sell every once in a while. And if you are looking to invest in your education in a affordable way, this is going to be a great opportunity for you. So my top two selling courses are Insta Accelerator and Map to Monetization, mostly because they've always been some kind of bundle or I've given some kind of deal on them. Or if you've been listening since November, you know that when they first came out, I actually did give them away for free for a short time, just so that I could have you guys go through it, give me some feedback, and then go back through and tweak the course before I made it paid. So basically what I did in November, I'm going to give you guys the full story here because I always want to explain things from a business perspective of my trials and failures of what's worked for me as a teaching lesson to you guys. So I'm going to talk about my offer, but it's also going to be a teaching lesson for you at the same time. Back in November, I wanted to give away the course for free just because, you know, I wanted it to be a way that, you know, you guys can just buy all of my other courses after you realized how badass it was. And a lot of people did do so. However, the main issue when I look at my results and all the data from, all right, I gave 750 people my Insta Accelerator and Map to Monetization courses away for free, which is, if you go through both courses, it's about 7 hours. So it is a lot. But it's not so much that people shouldn't be like, you know, not going through all of it, but it just was a little bit long for people to spend on a free resource, honestly. And I know it seems weird, like, yeah, but it was free. Like, how much better is that? But you guys probably have some example in your life at this point. Maybe you are going to the gym. When you're paying for the gym, you're just way more likely to go, right? So now, the 750 people that I gave those two courses to, only 60 people had completed all of it within about 2 months. So I knew that that wasn't the rate. Like, there was way too good of information towards the end of these courses that I didn't want people not going through it. And I was getting amazing reviews. Obviously, like, you'll be able to see all of the reviews that I got from, you know, this little free period on the next page if you click the link in the description. But, you know, it just wasn't the level where I felt like I was even helping you guys out, because I'm like, it doesn't help you to give this away for free. I would love to think that, you know, you guys are new business owners, let me just give it to you for free. But if you're not going to watch it, it doesn't work. All right. So this is something that you guys are going to think I'm, you know, just saying this, oh, you're just a coach selling material, like trying to sell your own material. And I'm not, okay? And there's a reason why every coach will tell you this, and it's because it's absolutely fucking true. And this is something that you're gonna have to get in entrepreneurship. If you are unwilling to invest in your education, entrepreneurship is going to be nearly impossible for you. And I'm not even talking about my course necessarily, okay? I am talking about just any education, or just understanding that your job is to spend money to make money is very important in entrepreneurship. It is to spend money on advertising to produce a positive ROI, or it is to spend money on advertising unprofitably to figure out what doesn't work. It is to spend money on investing in your education so that potentially you learn something that you didn't know, because even just one piece of information can be used over the next 20, 30, 40 years of your entire entrepreneurial career, which will obviously pay for itself over time. Okay. The only entrepreneurs who have trouble investing in their education are those who don't even think they're going to be an entrepreneur in a year. All right. If you knew that you're going to be an entrepreneur for the next 30, 40 years, you would be investing in your education like it was nothing, because you're just like, I don't care how much this course is. If I learn one thing, I'm going to be applying it for the next however many years. So I want you guys to understand that, because a lot of you are new business owners, and this is hard for me to communicate because it's not something I can truly teach you. However, I will tell you that if you've ever bought a book and then read the book and been like, holy shit, that was amazing. Like, that's what, a lot of online education will do for you, or just, you know, business conferences, investing in your education. You're rarely going to buy something to, like, education wise for your business and be like, I knew all of that. That was a complete waste. It's rarely going to be that, because people who are actually selling their information usually do have good stuff. People who are just giving their information away for free usually don't have very good stuff, right? Otherwise, they would be selling it. So anyways, guys, that's just my little prerequisite here for just, you know, understand that investing in your education is very important. And I say that because I know most of you are newer business owners within your first year or two, or maybe you don't even have a business yet. You're just looking at owning one soon. You're going to have to get over this mindset. If you think about how much you spent on college, you should be able to spend a little bit on your business that is making you money right now, right? Not the thing that's going to make you money maybe in like 4 to 5 years after you graduate. All right. So that's all I got to say about that. But Instant Accelerator, guys, is just to make sure that your Instagram is perfect. All right. It is going to take you through every step. Make sure your bio, caption, content, all of that stuff is perfect. Everything you're doing by the algorithm is perfect. All right. I've updated this course multiple times. Anytime an algorithm change happens, I go back through and change it. So you get lifetime access to Insta Accelerator. It takes one day to go through this course. You play it, you pause it, you go do your Instagram, you tweak stuff, you go back, you play it, and you work through it. And then once you're through it, amazing. Your Instagram is going to look way better. You're going to convert way more followers. It would be so much better if you went through Insta Accelerator than if you listened to every single one of my podcasts. And then the other course you get with it is Map to Monetization. Once you have set up your Instagram perfectly, Map to Monetization teaches you my 5 top social media sales strategies so that you guys can know, all right, now I have some followers. How do I actually sell them stuff? And no, it's not how to do a story post telling people that something is on sale. It's not how to do a 20% off coupon code. These are advanced sales strategies that have amounted to hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales for me from social media and my students, of course. So these are advanced strategies, but you're going to get my 5 social media sales strategies and Map to Monetization. So you will know exactly how to build a following and how to monetize them. And rather than selling, you know, this for a few $100, I'm selling both courses for $15 until the end of May. So you have April and May in order to get 2 courses for $15. Okay. $15 is basically just enough where it doesn't cost you anything, but it's just enough that you're actually going to commit and watch this material. All right. I'm doing this for you just as much as I am doing it for me, because obviously I'm a business that needs to make money too. And if you guys appreciate the podcast, I mean, there's 136 free episodes now. If you've never bought any of my courses, here's your chance to get a small thing from me just to say thanks for, you know, 136 hours basically of free content that is highly produced and takes me a very long time to create, especially if you're watching on YouTube. All right. This shit takes forever to do, to put on for you guys. But for $15, you can get the Insta Accelerator course and Map to Monetization bundle and know exactly what to do on Instagram from here. So that's enough of that. I'm going to get into the episode now. So there's 2 major updates to Instagram Reels. The first one is allowing up to 60 seconds per post. It used to be up to 30 seconds. You could do either 15 seconds or 30 seconds before. And the reason why they did this, just as Instagram always does, is to just start acquiring the features that other platforms have. So Reels was initially in an adaptation to combat TikTok. And now that they're just allowing up to 60 seconds, they're going even further onto that because that's how many seconds TikTok has allowed on their platform. So this makes it a lot easier for content creators who are trying to create content on both platforms, because now you can just create up to a minute video and you don't have to cut it short. There's a lot of people that I've seen that they post their 1 minute TikTok, then they post the first 30 seconds on Instagram and it just leaves you hanging. So now we're going to see the full length videos on Instagram. So that's great and all for obvious reasons. It's great as for content creators, the ability to have more time on our posts. But the thing that it's going to hurt is reach overall. The thing that affects reach, just or organic reach without Instagram doing anything to its algorithm, is simply when the average time to consume a post goes up. Okay, that's the metric that is really the thing that hurts organic reach pretty much more than anything else, apart from them just allowing a ton more ad space. And what I mean by this is the average time to consume a post makes it known to us how many posts on average a person will go through whenever they go on the Instagram app. So let's say that someone's on their lunch break and they have an hour and they're going to spend the entire hour on Instagram. If the average length to consume a post is about 30 seconds at that time and they sit there for an entire hour, that means they're going to consume 120 posts, right? Because they're 60 minutes an hour and they're consuming two posts a minute, which is, you know, probably long. If anything, that would be a lot. I don't think that's how it usually averages out, even though you are often spending 30 seconds on single posts. But in that case, they go through 120 posts, and then who knows if you're going to be in those 120 or not, because you could either be in their feed, or you could maybe show up on their explore page, or you could maybe show up under hashtags. But if they can go through 120 posts, then cool, you got 120 chances to make it within that time that they have on the app. If it goes to a minute, and these examples aren't accurate, these are just to, you know, make math easy, then they're consuming 60 posts an hour. Now you have to be twice as good if you're going to even have a chance to get shown to that person. So when they add more things like allowing reels up to 60 seconds, it makes it so these 60 second reels, that when they do get consumed entirely, will take away from the total amount of posts that they're able to go through in one session. So organic reach naturally does go down a little bit. And I've been talking about this for a while, that there's two major things that will hurt Reels organic reach, which has been amazing in the last few months. One of them is them allowing up to 60 seconds, so finally happened. And then the second one is if they ever allow ad space, which they probably will. And that will be very difficult for them to do, because allowing ads in the real space, most marketers aren't good enough, including myself even. Like, I'll say, like, this takes some work. Like, this is difficult. This is no easy task to be able to make a reel or a TikTok that still feels like organic content to them, but is an actual ad, is very difficult. So I think that's also why Facebook and Instagram know, let's not add it there yet, because people are just going to try to run their normal ad there. And it's just like not catering to the mindset of people who are consuming Reels or TikToks, because it's just such high dopamine stimulating content. I don't know about you guys. I personally, when I start on Reels or I go on TikTok, it's a lot harder for me to stop than when I'm just going through the normal Instagram feed. So that's good and bad. But I think it is much more addictive content, and it is a little bit more just pure fun content. So it's a little bit harder to mix an ad in there, but watch out. That would be the other thing that would really hurt Instagram Reels organic reach. The other thing that I don't think will happen, but it's something to always watch out for, is when you go to a hashtags page, you can see that first piece of real estate is reserved for a reel. If they ever start opening up more of it, then it will help organic reach. If they ever get rid of that space on the hashtags page, then obviously that will hurt it. And for IGTV, when that first came out, you know, that probably hurt reach more than anything else when that thing first came out, because you could do posts up to like 10 minutes, right? And if you're verified, I believe you can do a post up to an hour. So that really kills. Like, if someone on their lunch break watches a 1 hour IGTV, that's that's the only post that they're going to go through. So that really hurt organic reach. And if they got rid of IGTV, I'd actually be really glad that they did that. Now, here's the great thing about them allowing up to 60 seconds per reel, and that is that we can build a lot of engagement with our followers when we can get them to spend more time on our post. So apart from the traditional engagement metrics like likes, comments, shares, and saves, the main metric that Instagram looks for is how much they spend time on the post, zoom in on it, all of that good stuff. If you spend a ton of time on a post but don't like it, Instagram still calculates that as you liking that post, and it increases your engagement with that person. So if you can do a 60-second reel and people watch the whole thing, on top of that, they watch it multiple times, this is a great way for them to be now spending more time with you than they otherwise would have. So this gives you a big opportunity for building more engagement, as well as being able to just share more value, because now we have 60 seconds to add value rather than 30 seconds. So it does open up a lot of different content that you can do, because there's a lot of posts that I do where I really have to spit it out. You can go watch any of my Instagram tutorials and they are like 30 seconds on the dot, because I had to cut them down so much in order to make them fit within the allotted time. So now that I have 60 seconds, it's going to be a lot easier to explain some points. Even if I just do it in like 35 seconds or 37 seconds, I don't think I'll always be using all 60, but I'll use 30 to 45 seconds a lot, I think. So I'm going to expand upon that a little bit more, but let me teach you about what a remix to a reel is, and then I'll talk about more what I think about Instagram and reels just overall right now from a macroscopic standpoint. So a remix is the same thing as a duet on TikTok. And what this is that if you have a piece of content and you want to film your reaction to it, their video would be playing right next to yours, and then you're just going to give your reaction to it. So some people try to take the easy way out and they just film, they do a duet or a remix of a piece of content that they like, and then they just film them responding to it like, oh, this is awesome, or just, you know, being joyful about it or happy or laughing, and doesn't really add a ton. But I will admit that sometimes I do find them very entertaining to just watch someone react to someone's piece of content. So if you want an easy way to do a remix, just go watch someone's content and then your remix is just you essentially laughing to it. It's one of those things on TikTok that people don't really, you know, that they kind of make fun of at this point because it was overdone, that people who wanted to post content but didn't have anything original would just film themselves watching content all day. But the other thing you can do is, you know, just comment in an educational way, give your response to it. People do creative duets, like rapping back and forth with each other. Duets and, you know, remixing is honestly a lot harder to do than the stitch feature on TikTok. So basically you can either duet a post or you can stitch it. Duet again is when they're content is right next to yours and they both simultaneously play. A stitch is when you play the first 1 to 5 seconds or so of their content, and then your content comes in and finishes it off. So for instance, if you want an example, I'll link it in the description here, but I recently posted a reel that was my stitch essentially to Rachel Peterson. She asked, what did your report card say about you when you were in school versus what do you do now? And then she says, I'll go first. But before she can do her part and say, here's my answer to my own question, my stitch starts and then I give my answer to her question. So that's what most stitches or remixes, or excuse me, we don't have a version of stitch on Instagram yet. It just exists on TikTok, but watch out for it soon. I'm sure it should be coming based off of the moves that they've been making. They just keep acquiring more and more features of TikTok, more of their effects, and they're just making it more like that app. So again, I'll expand more on my thoughts on that in just a second. But a stitch would be, it's a lot easier to create in my opinion, especially in my space, in an educational space, maybe like as a dancer, it's easier to do a duet with someone else who's doing a dance and you do your dance. But it's a little bit harder. So you guys are really going to have to think out of the box to be using remixes. But what I will say is, because it's a brand new feature, I'm sure if you do a remix, that thing is going to get a lot of views, even if it sucks. Okay. So really, if you challenge yourself to do something this week. I'm really going to have to challenge myself to do it too, because I can't personally think of anything so far of what I should do for a remix. Ultimately, it comes down to me finding a piece of content that I want to remix first. But if you do a remix, I'm sure Instagram is going to give you a real big boost to your organic reach. So really try to do it. So let's talk about just overall. All right, now we've got 60-second reels on Instagram. And then the other thing is now we have remixes. So now they're acquiring the duet feature from TikTok. They might acquire the stitch feature next. Who knows? They might even try to make it more like TikTok's live, where you can donate to the person over live. They just kind of do this. They did this with Snapchat and stories. And I remember at the time that it came out, I was like, no, Instagram, you don't need stories. I'm just going to do Snapchat. And now I don't even have Snapchat. So it's worked for them in the past. But there is a level to which an app just acquires too many features that it just becomes hard for new users to come on, for one. And then it just kind of seems like, you know, it's doing a bunch of things not that great. For example, Facebook at this point, I mean, there's like Facebook dating, like there's the groups, there's the pages, you can do a quote, a poll, like there's so many different types of posts that you can do. And that's fine. Facebook kind of knows that, all right, we're just adding features to keep existing users. They're not really acquiring a ton of new users, or at least that's not where their marketing is based around. And Instagram is kind of like that too. But I think there is a certain point where Instagram just becomes a little bit too much like TikTok, that it just becomes, all right, either I'm now going to delete my TikTok, or I'm going to get mad at Instagram for becoming too much like a different platform that I didn't want it to. So that's where I'm not even sure what my thoughts are on this. And I'd love to hear from you guys. If you're watching on YouTube, leave some comments down below of what you think is going to happen. Like, is Instagram going to be able to acquire so many features of TikTok that, you know, TikTok doesn't go away, but it takes a significant hit like Snapchat did. Snapchat did take a big hit to its users eventually over time once people just got used to doing Instagram stories. Do you think people will get so used to just watching reels on Instagram that they don't need to go over to TikTok for this level of 9x16 content? Or do you think people will get kind of frustrated that it's like, all right, Instagram, like every time I come on, my whole feed is reels because you give so much boost to that organic reach. So everyone's doing them right now. And it just feels like I'm on TikTok and I've lost sight of what I love about Instagram. So that's something that could happen as well. I'm sure there will be, both reactions from different people out there. But as far as how most of us will think about it, I'm not sure. So would love to hear from you guys. So either comment below if you're watching on YouTube, or DM me on Instagram what your thoughts are for the upcoming market. I personally feel like Instagram is becoming a little bit too much like Reels, and the 60-second thing, that's great. It's going to be easier to copy content from TikTok over to Instagram. But I also kind of liked that it was 30 seconds just because we got that extra boost in reach. So I was utilizing that when we could. The last thing I'll say on the subject is, if you are not seeing the 60-second option for Reels yet, don't worry about it. It's kind of weird. You can delete your app and reinstall it and see if that does anything. If you have different accounts, try out your different accounts. You may be seeing the feature on some of them and not on others. You may be not in a country yet where they're not allowing it, or they're not testing it more so. I'm in the United States for one, but even throughout the United States, there could be parts of it that have it going on and parts of it that don't. Instagram is all about testing things. And I see this all the time with people reaching out to me like, hey, someone messaged me last week that they can't even see Reels at all. So I think Instagram truly does test everything, and we're all kind of guinea pigs when they're going through these phases. But for me right now, I do see these 60-second Reels. So I'm sure you guys will see it soon. To stay on top of all social media updates, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you know about them as soon as they happen. And remember, I do have the $15 Insta Accelerator Map to Monetization course bundle going on for $15 US, going on until the end of May. And then who knows what it's going to go to, but it's not going down from there. So be sure to get yours as soon as you can. And it's linked in the description. And thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you next week.